disagreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny on your 951 Morning Drive.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. my parents might be. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, welcome to Thursday. So we've conquered not just halfway through the week, but we've been through way back Wednesday. We've had our fill of reminiscing and walking down memory lane and denying our age. And
yeah.
Having those feelings of hearing songs that kind of trigger emotions and almost call people we shouldn't call.
Yeah, and I know it's just Facebook memories of people you're not friends with anymore.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. I just want to delete them sometimes, you know.
What about when you
and
get,
it's like, nah.
When
nah.
you get notifications of whose birthday it is, but you don't really care, you know? It's like Facebook. No, should I choose?
It's like every day. It's wow. So many. I don't know. I really consider sometimes, you know, do I really need this app in my life? But it's a necessary evil for this career that I chose.
Yeah, most overweight people actually go through that same question, but they mean appetizer. Yeah. Like, should I really? I'm going for a meal. Should I have a meal before a meal?
Wow, y'all. November 5th, the world waits. That's the headline of today's Guardian. We're still watching this U.S. election race.
And it's funny. Usually politicians are eager for
the votes to be counted.
Yeah, and then a recount. But not a stop.
Stop! Trump is caroning. Listen to me. I'm telling you what is going to be the highlight, I think, of all of our week. And hopefully it comes on Friday.
Yeah.
Is the... Oh gosh, I can't even think of a word that's bigger than gigantuan tantrum that we are about to witness.
But
when he loses, Val.
But they say be careful what you wish for. Eh? Now, yes, I know you say America is a superpower and the whole world is.
Yeah, but they're kind of melting, they're imploding.
But Joe Biden is not necessarily the better fitter.
Agreed. No. Listen to me. This is definitely the definition of lesser of two evils.
Well, it's just like Trinidad. It's the same thing.
Lesser of two evils. But no, I don't think there's anybody that's comparable to Donald Trump in Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, no. That's a matter of opinion.
I think Donald Trump is a once-in-a-lifetime character like Hitler was. You know, they kind of cut from the same cloth. And if you give Donald Trump enough rope, we can see what he is really maniacally capable of.
I thought you could say if you give Donald Trump enough cloth, you know what he will do?
He'll make an invisible suit.
He'll make a wall. He will make the cloth wall.
And he'll make the cloth maker pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they said the weather today, isolated thunderstorms.
Oh, by the way, yes. So, very bad weather expected this weekend. It's supposed to kick in
today.
And hopefully end by Saturday, Sunday. The irony is we're going to be having a barrage of water.
Okay.
But when we have no water.
Well, yeah, that's...
Guys, if you missed that, there's a shutdown from Wassa affecting...
500,000 customers.
Which is a third of the country, and it is happening tomorrow... No, today, sorry.
Today, Thursday.
Right, today. And if you missed it, it's also mentioned in the news.
48 hours, right?
As we know, they say 24 hours, but it takes another 24 hours on
to
top
kick
of that.
In.
And for the cleanup.
To clear the, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise,
the watercolor has been pretty bad the past couple of days, huh?
Well, that's why you need to just not, when you open your pipe, close your eyes.
Oh, I thought he was going to say let it run. I was like, but I defeat any papers. I don't want to let it run because I'm not sure how much water in my tank. And when last it came.
No, well, you can't win every battle. So as far as the water cleaner duty, close it.
Just bead.
Just bead.
Just wash my ways.
If you scratch a little bit, when you finish bead, tell yourself that two mosquitoes in the bathroom with you.
Right.
Choke it up to that.
Wow.
All right, guys.
Thunderstorms are expected today. Isolated thunderstorms with a maximum of 32 and 31 in Piako and Crown Point, respectively.
All right, guys. There you go. Yeah, respectively. So funny the weather in Britain.
So, with all due respect, people, I'm going to rain today.
Yeah. And you would swear the difference between the space between Trinidad and Tobago is like so voluminous, so much more. Mm-hmm. Where they can have like almost an entire different weather system to Trinidad.
But I mean, sometimes you could go just from downtown Port of Spain to Diego Martin and it's two different weathers taking place.
You never go down the highway and see the rain. Total T-Fed.
Yeah.
All right, here's not a... Sorry, T-Fed, because you can't... There's no such thing as a T-Fed, okay?
A thief, of course.
And that's the head of a thief on the floor.
That is correct.
A beheaded thief. Okay, not that. Well, good morning once again, everybody. 6:30 on the dot, just in case your time is off on the clock on your dashboard like mine.
Mine is a little fast, 4 minutes fast.
Mine is 2 minutes slow, and it should be fast.
It should be faster.
It should be faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get in that kind of comfort zone. And of course, you know, I have to go on the people's YouTube to see how to set the time on my dashboard. Back in the days of analog cars and everything was analog, it was simple to just set the date on your dashboard.
You just press.
And even with the analog clock, you just turn it like a house clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we have to hold on 2 buttons, one
it's
longer
fancy.
Than the other, and wow.
It's really fancy.
I kind of get a little paranoid because I think I'm going to reset my mileage because they're the same buttons you have to use. And it's a combination of two, and hold on one, and it's like, you know what?
But these speaker system, the other day I got into my car and I was like, why are these speakers in my driver's door not working? And I really started to freak out, started to make a couple calls, and then I started going through the...
The fader, it was fader?
No, it was, it have, this stereo system, they have, you can center where you want the speaker in the vehicle to play.
Oh, there's a screen?
So there's a screen that you move the fader to, and you can go like back left door, center, and then I was like... What sorcery is this?
Well, let's see if I didn't get that screen in
the car. Yeah, listen, it was so... But it took me like forever to figure it out, right? But at least it was working.
Hey, well, all you have to conquer now is putting gas in your car.
Hi, I conquered that like 2 weeks ago.
Changing your tire by yourself, alone, but nobody. But like alone, you by yourself, nobody, you.
Why is pay for roadside assistance and insurance? I'm confused. I'm aware of the concept and the steps to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
To say that I've done it in a long time, and I hope you're not goat mouthing me.
No.
Right. Okay. Because I have not. But I know how to change a tire. I just have not done it many times in my life.
Because
that don't mean that car do it.
Okay, so let me ask you. Big question. You have a flat tire. The rain is not falling yet, but it seems it's going to fall, and you're late for a gig. You're really late for a gig, and you could almost make it. You have like maybe 10, 15 minutes to spare.
Driving? Or to spare?
To spare, right? No pun intended. But when you call roadside assistance, and they said, ma'am, they'll be there in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you change your tire? Would you change it?
But hold on. But the 10, 15 minutes to spare would be the change in tire.
Right. You
time.
Have, you are exactly. Or sit down, wait for 45 minutes and be...
But then I'll be sweaty and all kind of things. So
no,
I'm 10, 15 minutes away.
You have AC.
But I can't change the tire in the AC.
No, but when you finish changing the tire... See what I did there?
I would actually probably...
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not in heels...
No, you could... And you could take off the heels. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I guess
heels.
I would try.
Yeah.
Or I would...
No,
you know,
can always call me. I'd call
somebody that I know living close by or, you know...
Yeah, you know, I always road trip in Saval. Where's my...
Or maybe
I'll come
put
you.
On my sneakers and just take a brisk stroll to the 10 minutes that I'm away from and deal with the car after.
No, it's 10 minutes driving, so it's going to be like an hour walking.
10 minutes driving is not an hour walking.
The way you and I just drive, Danny. Come on. All right, Baby Rex and Doja Cat. Baby, I'm jealous. And baby, I am having coffee with honey, which I don't recommend. I maybe tea with honey. But not coffee. Some things are just not meant to be, like, you know, pineapple on pizza, ketchup on Chinese food. Not supposed to be. Alright, so some of you messaging already. Let's check the chat. 3949595. Once again, good Thursday morning, everybody. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't have anything to do with it. I'm just a messenger. If you didn't know, we're expecting some bad weather over the next couple days. And yes, it is also... You know, hurricane / rain / flood season. Some people are still not even finished picking up the pieces yet from the rains of a couple days ago. And we've also learned some things we take for granted. In street and flash flooding, you may be oblivious to just how deep the waters may become because it's dirty. Also, when there's flooding on the pavements and these manhole covers get moved with the waters, you could slip down. You may be accustomed to crossing a river, a ravine, or a drain, as the case is. Might just be a few inches of water sometimes when the rain comes down. Within 5 minutes, it can raise by 2 feet. That is what they call flash flooding, guys. So please, again, be very careful when crossing and navigating your way through waterways when there is flooding or heavy rain. Because sometimes the rain now start to fall. You didn't really see the water levels rise yet, and you try to sell yourself. I told you that happened to me in Coral River as a fool.
But the thing about it is you're riding, you know, it could be raining a little higher up than you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's already started to come down.
Correct.
And so, on page 8 of today's Guardian, it's 3 stories about drownings this week.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so the flood victim's body was recovered.
Right.
This is the one that fell into the Guarocara River. A 45-year-old man drowned at Tyree Cove. And if you didn't know, I know a lot of people are returning to the beaches, but a lot of rip currents and the waters are very, very rough with the weather.
Yes. Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
And the beaches were reopened in the middle of all this melee taking place. So please don't just, you know, be all that glad and free and disregard the fact that it's the ocean.
And you're right, because it's been closed for so long, people are like, never see, come see. So they want to just venture out a little further than they would have normally gone.
Exactly.
Wow, be very careful. And especially you have kids with you. So again, parents, adults, the children learn from example. Keep that in mind, all right? Good. Oh, let's do a... some plain white teas coming up. Also going to big up all of you on the chat in just a bit. Yeah, let's show them we are better. Better human beings. Some people are better at certain things. Some people, have no inclination to get better at it because...
they're good where it is.
Yeah, no man is an island. So if I can't make a good cup of coffee, but you can... then
you make it for me.
You know, whether we come to an arrangement where you're paid for it.
This reminds me of one of my colleagues. You know, she was going to the kitchen to make coffee, and I said, make one for me too. And she was like, sure. She's such a lovely person. You know, CK's wife.
Right, Anna.
Right, and she said, I was like, yeah. She's like, how you want? And I was like, just like me. And you know, I was about to say, sweet. She goes, bitter. I was like, wow, Anna. And you are the nice one.
That's why Angostura don't make coffee.
Oh, wow. It's but they are in coffee now, though. The chocolate bitters and the rituals coffees for Christmas.
Oh, yes. They brought it for us.
Yes, the noggi and the...
You had the cinnamon chocolate.
Cinnamon thing.
Right, nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's see what I was now going to ask. Right, so there's something called the crossword puzzle, which I am not a big fan of. I mean, it's not like I can't do it. I'm probably better at crosswords than Sudoku and contact bridge, whatever they call it.
That one. I don't know how to play that at all.
But I was just curious, how long crossword puzzles have been out? So apparently it's a bit of a dispute, but as early as, 1793 to 1795. Some say the mid-1800s.
But where was it invented?
Well, they said the title for the world's first crossword puzzle is disputed. Some such puzzles were included in the Stockton Bee. A publication.
That sounds English.
Yeah. And then they say sometime in 1862 in the United States. So I guess, wow.
Wait, that's a long time, though.
Even Italy is trying to claim it back in 1890. So it's like a world... Wow, suppose World War III started because,
they're trying to decide who's the inventor of the crossword puzzle.
You know, I think wars have started for less and more petty things in the past.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, that had to be one real hard crossword or easy. Like, when you solve it, you get the mysteries of the universe.
Yeah.
And, the location to El Dorado and the Fountain of Youth.
Hello, what kind of baby is?
El Dorado. A tall one.
El Dorado is right after Tunapuna. Danny.
The one with the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the goal.
Anton Goldrush needs to open an outlet in El Dorado.
He does. That would be pretty epic.
That would be funny. Yeah. Anton, wink, wink. I wouldn't charge you for that piece of business advice there. If you're into American boy bands or just boy bands on the whole, maybe 2020 to 2021, there's going to be a resurgence of it. God knows we had a lot of it in the 90s. We had 90 Degrees, we had NSYNC, we had Backstreet Boys. Of course, I think one of the first boy bands.
Color Me Bad.
No.
Would they be considered a boy band?
Yes, they were, because they weren't playing instruments.
But it wasn't 5 of them, it was just 3. I feel like you have to have more than 3 or 4.
Well, I think the first boy band that comes to my mind...
New Edition.
The Temptations,
Michael Jackson. Oh, they used to play instruments.
But Menudo, I was going to say Menudo.
Yeah, Menudo.
For the poppy sort of American boy band, Menudo for sure.
So a boy band is a group of boys that do play instruments. Well, but they sing.
But they can, but they just don't.
They rather dance.
Otherwise, it's just a band.
Yeah. A band of boys. A band of boys.
Yeah. All right, so these guys were formed back in 2016. That's Why Don't We? And, of course, let's see.
So if you had to have a boy band, of course you'd be the lead singer, right? Because you have the best hair. But what would you call your boy band?
No, I can't be the lead singer because there'll be problems because I already get so much attention. If I am...
Yeah, but it would just be not fair to your ego to put you anywhere but the lead singer position. Even if you have to lip sync.
No, you see, as I've gotten...
But we're not disputing your greatness, you know. We want to know the name of the band.
No, I'm not disputing my greatness either. What I'm saying is I've gotten older, I've been able to Lego my ego.
Right.
You know, Lego my ego, right. So I would be like in the background, I'll let the other guys get, you know.
You are answering the wrong question. What is the name of your boy band?
Oh, All About Val.
Duh.
You see, that way I don't have to be a singer.
Nobody's gonna want to listen to that.
All right, how about if I had a boy band. Wow. Well, you want me to study who's the boys I want to check the
conversation? That was gonna be my next question. You're rushing the brush.
It could be a set of hardback, man, because all my partners could be with it.
What is called old boy band?
All right, here's my boy band, right? I want Nigel Ross, Bungie Garland, and Ravi B in my boy band.
But they're putting down the instruments and they're dancing.
No instruments. Yes.
Because it's not a band of boys, it's a boy band.
Right, so we dance and we sing and we make merry.
You make merry. Oh, sounds so brotherly.
I know.
Yeah, wow. So let us say good morning to a band of people on our chat. Let's say good morning to Bina and Ashley, Anita, Sharina. Happy third wedding anniversary going out to Imran and Stacey Khan. Their anniversary was yesterday, and that's coming out from the entire family. And they say they can't believe that they forgot. And I thought it was missing us three from that three. Saying it's happy 33rd that they forgot already.
Hey.
But it's only three, guys. Good morning to Neil. Good morning to Baby Love. And Sheldon is touching Aaron. Guys, you can message us at 394-9595.
Of course, a lot of people are fasting already with Diwali next weekend. So maybe your breakfast choices right now are quite different. Or maybe kind of like the same. Just maybe less salt as the case is. Or maybe you guys are completely fasting and... just, you know, taking it pretty easy till this evening. Either which way, all good. All right, we will be your...
sustenance.
Yes, your musical foodie.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. She's your musical chef. I'm your musical pusher man. So it's a one-stop shop, guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's about that time. What time is that, Val? It's time for your entertainment report, everybody. It's now 28 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. And your entertainment news. Now, I guess it's all news about the elections and the celebrity, A-list celebrities, not just American, but around the world, are rallying for their respective...
Candidates,
all right? Mm-hmm. So on that note, I am going to just go through, bypass the full gist of them, and I'm just going to go to Jennifer Aniston, because I think she summed it up pretty much right here, okay? So Jennifer Aniston was one of the early voters. So on IG, sharing pictures of herself, the Friends actor said she voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. In the caption, she mentioned, quote, "I voted for them because right now this country is more divided than ever. Right now, a few men in power are deciding what women can and cannot do with their own bodies. Our current president has decided that racism is a non-issue. He has repeatedly and publicly ignored science. Too many people have died. I urge you to really consider who is going to be most affected by this election if we stay on the track we're on right now. Your daughters, the LGBTQ plus community, our black brothers and sisters, the elderly with health conditions, and your future kids and grandkids will be tasked with saving the planet that our leadership refuses to believe is hurting. This whole thing isn't about one candidate or one single issue. It's about the future of this country and of the world. Vote for equal human rights, for love, and for decency."
Okay.
Wow. Pretty good, Jennifer.
Wow. All right. So in my story here, Britney Spears apparently is filing to have her dad, Jamie Spears, removed as her conservator mid-legal battle. So they're saying she went head-to-head in court on Tuesday when her lawyer filed documents requesting that he be removed after 12 years as her conservator. And the trust company that has been appointed co-conservator earlier this year retain the sole role, basically. She's trying to take back her life. She's trying to take back control of her career, her music. And they're saying... apparently what happened is that her current business manager resigned and he hired a new replacement without consulting with her, without giving her any options. And basically that was the straw that broke the camel back, and now she wants him removed entirely, as in deuces.
Yeah, it's about time. And I'll be
honest. Since 2008, you know, for a 39-year-old woman that your father running your life. It can't be right, you know.
I'm not too sure about her coming back into music. I'll be honest. I think
it may not be the best thing for her, especially with her health issues, obviously, because they keep using that as a reason to extend this conservatorship.
No, what I believe would make a lot of money is I could see Britney being on the bestsellers, New York Times bestselling list.
Yeah,
She needs to bring out a book of what has happened to her life.
Yeah, agreed.
And it is going to sell like wildfire.
And
like
then about how she's, you know, some maybe like self-help and how to recognize signs and how to this and that. And
And how to
You had 2 cups of coffee for the morning, or?
Yeah, and how to find a good partner.
Wow, no, maybe not that part, but yeah.
No, I mean, she's... she can't go any further bad. That's my point.
The all-new Morning Reset. Woo! On 951 Remix.
All right, guys, just a couple seconds from the top of the hour, and I guess, you know, nowhere in the world is immune to the pros and cons of democracy, call it that. I mean, we had our share of issues with our elections in TNT, Guyana, up to recently, and the States, well, hey... Bad lady ain't saying anything yet. So many people are happy to go to the gyms. But I don't,
oh my gosh.
I don't think as much as so many people are happy to go back to church and temple and mandir and mosque and everything.
Debatable, but it depends on what motivates you, you know, what drives you, what gives you your peace of mind and reset. And some people, that's sweating.
No, the answer is my car.
Well, yeah.
It drives me. Well, if you're asking.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it helps you recenter yourself and quiet and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's...
Some people is church, some people is running, some people is exercising, some people is riding, some people is hiking.
For some people, gym is own religion in a sense, eh?
That's what I'm saying. Yoga and gym is really, what's the word?
Hard. It's really hard.
What's how you pronounce it? Cathartic? That's how you pronounce it?
Something on your tongue?
Cathartic.
What happened?
Cathartic. Cathartic.
You suck a cashew fruit.
No. That's how you pronounce it then?
What?
Spell it. That word.
It's cathartic, girl. kidding. No. You know, I think the wickedest thing in the whole English language
is
the...
TH.
Is THs.
Yeah, THs.
And the stupidest thing in the English language is silent letters.
Well, I mean, it's almost like they don't exist, right?
You know,
don't exist.
I figured out who created silent letters. And I think I'm the only person onto them. People who just make ink.
What?
Think about it. People who create ink. The people who make ink from pens to a fountain pen.
Oh, so that you could use more ink to write a silent letter?
Yeah.
Like pharmacy, but it's two letters, but it sounds like one?
Yeah. I'm not even talking about PHs.
But it must have some kind of meaning behind it. We just can't remember, and it must have been taught us at some point in life when we learned silent letters.
Like psychedelic. Why P?
What letter did you use instead?
S.
Yes.
S.
Okay.
So you see, it's the people who create ink that make you want to and print the ink. They are the
because it's been around so long, right? You think ink is around longer than silent letters? Because I'm sure if you Google it, it must have a origin story.
The original ink had to be blood.
I wasn't talking about the origin of ink. I was talking about the origin of... Because books have been around a long time.
I know. Definitely.
I was talking about the silent letters.
I don't know.
You brought it up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It has to be a conspiracy. Like, you know, these people are billion and gajillionaires.
Can you imagine... Guys, this is not a question for Val. It's a question for you. Can you imagine being inside a Val head?
Olia, she actually...
Watch me.
She looked away.
I looked away. Because I'm talking to Olia.
She looked at the computer screen.
Because it's like... You'd be lost right through. And you can't even find the lost bus to help you.
What is the point of silent letters? What is the point? Could somebody message me?
I'm sure we could ask the Google.
I am going to Google. Listen, we're going to play a song.
Come back and
I am
tell
going to
lyrics.
Google commonly used words with silent letters. And I'm going to ask,
what's the point, right?
Right.
See, now take it. You're free to ask.
And I ask you guys about, why?
Yeah, silent letters.
What is the point of silent letters? And if it is, it was like from the past and it's, it evolved and we just happen to still keep it.
No, well, a lot of things about the English language are very confusing. But apparently some of the letters were pronounced. They weren't always silent.
Okay.
They've just evolved to nowadays that they are. So they were pronounced, especially like in Chaucer, Shakespearean times.
Yeah.
And they use a lot of examples. But there's so many words that we use regularly that you don't even consider.
Like you guys forget. Okay, let me give an example. Like rap. WRAP. Now, I don't believe that the W is there because back in the medieval times, they didn't want to confuse it with rap music. R-A-P,
exactly.
Because it didn't have rap music.
No, but that's what it is. You can't confuse it too if I want to get like a little... a chicken rap versus, listening to some Zessa rap, it's a different story.
Yeah, in 1720-something.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what else is there? Words. Come
wrong,
on.
Night, knee, kneel.
Yeah, wriggle.
Pharmacy.
Wrote, answer. Not answer, Macala.
Philomena.
Philomena. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. Let's see, numb, thumb.
Lamb.
Lamb. Well, I pronounce it being lamb.
But you do it facetiously.
Yes, I do. Let's see. Oh boy, this is funny.
Like cotton.
Yeah.
No?
Fasten.
No.
Fasten. Nobody says fasten.
Mortgage.
Yeah, mortgage. Mortgage is a funny one.
Yeah. Mortgage.
Yeah.
That's probably because like mort is like death. Because, if you're going to die, but it's 30-something year old loan that you're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they have mort in it.
Crumb.
Crumb.
Who says crumb?
Only if it's crumbling.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, what? I got other problems in life. I'm trying to figure out this whole thing.
951 Remix. Play your music your way.
All day, every day.
All right, let's see. 15 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. So I was looking at a movie, basic cable gives you these movies over and over and over for
right.
2 week period. So I forgot how long Leonardo DiCaprio has been acting.
Since he's a little boy.
Growing pains.
Yeah.
I forget about that because he was in this this Western with Sharon Stone and Jared Butler, I think. Isn't that Jared Butler? What's the other guy? Russell Crowe.
Right.
I can't remember something. And Gene Hackman. But I was looking at him, he was like so young. But then even before that, like over 30 years he's been in film and TV.
Yeah, that's how you become an expert at things, from doing it, sticking at it and doing it for a long, long time.
And his biggest accolade to date is that meme with him from Django Unchained. With him sipping on the thing.
But you know what? His biggest accolade before that was the meme from the top of the Titanic. With Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know,
what did it say? King of the World.
King of the World.
King of the
if
World.
If I have to choose my favorite movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, it had to be The Beach.
OMG, that is one of my favorite movies.
And
the soundtrack from that movie, first of all, is epic.
I mean, not even that, just when you keep looking at the beach and then you realize the style of the cinematography and the director is changing when
he started to go crazy and smoke all the
you see movie like the video game character.
Yeah.
The Beach was worth it. It's worth it.
I actually rewatched it the other day because my husband never saw it and I said,
okay.
How could you have not? This was what?
Yeah.
And it's still real good.
I know,
but guys,
if you have fears of the ocean and sharks,
yo,
don't watch it because that was a whole setup scene, boy. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, but the most perfect beach in the world has shark access.
But the thing about it is that beach that they shot the beach on in Thailand in Phuket. They banned tourists from it,
Yeah,
because it, of course, turned into this hot spot, and then, of course, Instagram came about.
It became an environmental nightmare.
And they banned detours to the beach, so you could probably only access it now through that movie.
Oh, I guess Thailand said, "Fuck it, nobody can go." Thailand said,
"And that pee is silent."
It's Hocket. It's PU. It's PH.
It's PH, yeah.
PH. P-H-U-K-E-T. P-H-U-K-E-T.
Yes, like pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're actually pronouncing it incorrectly.
I know. Intentionally. And on that note,
I think you should leave before you pronounce it correctly.
All right, hold on, guys. All right, just before we leave, hey, big up to Kex. What I did not know is Kex, like, almost walking distance from my house.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's on the highway right there with that little stretch between El Socorro and Aranguage Road.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, well, DJ Danny, have a real good day today.
You guys have an amazing Thursday. I mean, we can just smell the Friday from here.
How much are you going to walk today? 10 kilometers?
I'm going to not drive to the gym. I'm going to run to the gym today. So okay. I have to work out the distance. But Waze is so stupid.
Yeah, Waze is real stupid. Waze is God. It's be excessive, like 10 kilometers sometimes. Over. It's be some. They say, yeah.
So I'm just going to do it. Yeah. And I will figure it out after by checking if it didn't tell
it's
me
called,
how much.
It's called travel back home. Don't feel ashamed.
No, I'm not traveling back. I'm going to probably not be able to run to the gym from home, work out in the gym, and then run back. That's not happening. Yeah. I'm being very realistic with
my
expectations.
That's the good thing about being realistic. It improves with age.
Yeah,
you become more and more realistic.
Yes.
All right, guys. Keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. And we love you. Dana comes up next.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny on your 951 Morning Drive.